The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and the surrounding area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
And I didn't see the tripwires they had set out there, but I hit a tripwire and set off, I don't know what kind of explosive device.
Big blast, a big bright light, and that was it.
Were you unconscious?
No.
So you're still...
I'm still awake.
That had come, he was Army, Vietnam, and he was ordered. The Lieutenant Colonel told this sergeant, this Catholic boy, sergeant, to throw the con
out of the helicopter.
Yeah, to throw him off the helicopter.
Hi, this is Sergeant Jim Dodson of Vietnam Wolfhounds, Charlie Company, 2nd, 27th, 25th Infantry Division. I'll be joining Father Jim Drucker today on Rock and Roll Reveille. Stay tuned for a wonderful show honoring Vietnam veterans with special R&R music. WWDB AM 860.
Honey, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I'm gonna think I've had enough, I'm gonna show you, baby. One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wander why we're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers, throughout the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. And send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block. Have your boy come home in the dark.
All right.
1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time. What do I want?
I can't tell you what a great show. My God, we're having a ball here in the studio. I wish there were cameras rolling. We're going to go, hopefully soon, on YouTube. What's that? Listen, it's great being on the air on WWDB. And Josh said to say, this is the multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley. You got that? The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley. Listen, it's great to be on the air. Art Follow's coming in next week, gang. Doc. Mm-hmm. Hunter is our guest today, and Janine, and David's a minister, local minister. He's going to come in next week, and he's going to have cameras rolling, and my mouth's going to be rolling.
I'm going to take a bath.
And Matthew will be there doing a studio. Say hello to our audience, Matthew, please.
Hello, audience. Sergeant. I will have a mask on next week, just to let you know.
Listen, I just talked this past week. It was the birthday of Giant Gene Arnold. Wonderful man, famous disc jockey here in Philadelphia. We're going to do a show on him, gang. We're going to do a great show. We're going to feature him. I talked to his son this past week and Terry, his wife. So we love you, Gene, and may God bless you in the eternal kingdom. And we're reminded by, of all people, Doc Savicki, our resident psychologist, Lieutenant Colonel Sir, I'm sitting at attention, saluting Sir, that it's the anniversary of Live Aid here in Philadelphia at the JFK Stadium. And it was also broadcast to Great Britain. So we have great stuff. By the way, I better shut my mouth and introduce a fella that all the music today, every song picked, is a song picked by Second 27 Charlie Company, Jimmy Dotson. Jimmy, I met Jimmy this past week, June 10th through the 14th, at the Tulsa, Oklahoma Hard Rock Hotel. And he loved music. I said, Jimmy, we're going to do a show. And almost all of these groups that you heard, Country Joe and the Fish, Airplane, Janis Joplin, Purple Haze, the Beatles. He has a $5 ticket stub from having seen the Beatles at the Fillmore. So, Jimmy, welcome to Philadelphia Radio. I love you, Jimmy, and God bless your wife, Brenda. And let's talk music and Vietnam.
Hello, Father Jim. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, let's go talk. On. Share your music. Okay. What do you think about the songs you just heard?
Oh, I love them, man. It brings back the best times of my life, the summer of love in San Francisco in 1967.
And you saw every one of these groups, Janis Joplin?
I've seen them all. I've seen Janis Joplin, not the Beatles. I've seen them in Washington, D.C. in 1965. But I got to party one night with Janis Joplin.
Whoa!
At the Fillmore. I remember after the concert, her favorite liquor was Southern Comfort.
That's my favorite. When I drink, I shouldn't say that on the air.
Well, it's a little too sweet for me. I like the wild turkey and the good stuff.
But now, listen, you're a Southern boy. Tell us where you're from, your roots. Because we're talking now, because you're really from West Virginia, and a good friend of mine, Jerry Larrabee, whom I helped get his 100% service-connected disability, right, well-earned and deserved, and I went to Nitro. He's from Nitro, West Virginia. So you're from down the South, and you got to see all these famous groups when you moved to San Francisco. Tell us about your background, Jimmy, where you're from, where you grew up, and, of course, this is way before Vietnam and way before military.
Sure. I was raised in Keystone, West Virginia. It's a little town in McDowell County in the very southern tip, right in the coal fields of West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia. It's all right there in the corner. And my family was all coal miners, my daddy, granddaddy, cousins, uncles. And I went to Keystone Junior High School, where I played football and basketball growing up in junior high and graduated from North Fork High School. In 1959, I got to meet President Kennedy when he was running for president. When
wow.
He stopped over in Keystone, and I got to shake his hand. I'll never forget that moment. But after high school, I went to Washington, D.C., and worked for the U.S. Post Office from June of 65 to the spring of 66. And then I transferred to Alameda, California, and worked at the Naval Air Station, home of the Enterprise, across the bay from San Francisco, Jim.
And while you were there, you got to see a lot of these rock groups in person. Jimi Hendrix. What was Jimi Hendrix? What was the Jimi Hendrix experience to hear him live? By the way, Vinnie Martell was a very dear friend of mine who's been on our show two or three times. He played with Jimi Hendrix, and in his book, Vinnie has a book available. Go to Amazon and check it out. And in his book, he talks, one of the quotes is from Jimi Hendrix saying that nobody can play greater guitar than Vinnie Martell of the Vanilla Fudge. So what do you think of Jimi Hendrix?
Well, Jimi Hendrix experience, he was different. He played the guitar left-handed. The music was so different. He always dressed in psychedelic clothes and wore a headband. But he had two of the greatest songs you ever heard back in the day was Purple Haze.
Purple Haze, of course, absolutely.
And Watchtower.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And Watchtower.
Sergeant Dobson. I'm Janine, Rock and Roll Reveille's executive producer. We began our show with a montage of hit songs and legendary rock and roll artists. What was the experience you ever heard Janis Joplin live, The Airplane, Country Joe and the Fish live?
You know, Jimmy, I got to tell you something. Back in the day when I was so conservative, I really didn't like Country Joe. I loved them as singers, songwriters, and great music. But some of their lyrics, you know, was a little testy, a little touchy, being a moral person. So, but you know what? They were a countercultural group. They were protesting a war they thought, I'm not saying I agree or disagree, I was in during Vietnam, infantry, trained 6 months of intensive infantry training at Fort Jackson. But, you know, your thoughts, Jimmy.
Okay. I've been blessed to see the best groups in the 60s. Just to name a few, the Beatles, I still have my ticket stub, as you mentioned before.
Yeah, $5 ticket stub.
Yeah. I don't think you can see it today for that. And I've seen the best of them. I've seen Ike and Tina Turner, Fats Domino, Chuck Berry,
wow.
Smokey, The Temps, The Four Tops, Wilson Pickett, Four Seasons, Righteous Brothers, Dick Clark, Caravan of Stars, and it just goes on and on and on.
Now, some of these groups, Jimmy, I emceed the Four Seasons in 1968, and I have my picture with Dave Chackler, local promo man with Phillips Records here in Philadelphia in Cashbox magazine. So they're tremendous groups, and I think this is a song that was very close to your heart, and a song that I have loved very much. It was on Ode Records. It was number four in 1967. Put some flowers in your hair, Jimmy. What do you think? Some flowers in your hair?
Oh, I love that song.
Such a strange vibration, people in motion. My friends, our call-in number is 888-329-3306. Sergeant Dotson, Father Jim shared with me that you were drafted in November 1967 and completed your basic infantry training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and the advanced infantry training, AIT, at Fort McClellan. You arrived with boots on the ground at Tunasat, Vietnam in May 1968. What were your feelings to be there?
Well, Dr. Savicki, I was drafted November 6th. Well, that was close. I was drafted in November 67. I took my basic training, as you said, Fort Benning, Georgia, and my AIT, Advanced Infantry Training, in Fort McClellan, Alabama. I was not supposed to go to Vietnam.
Okay.
My daddy had died in 1966, and my brother was in Vietnam, and no two brothers was to be in a war zone at the same time. The day I got my orders was the day my brother left Vietnam. It was the first time I'd ever been outside the United States.
Wow.
When I went to the Wolfhounds, they welcomed me with open arms, and Sergeant Glover was my platoon sergeant. Father Jim, I think you met Sergeant Glover.
But I anyway, did. Wonderful man. God bless you all. Heroes.
I made many friends. They was a great bunch of men, and I would not trade my time in Vietnam for anything. We would, during my time in Vietnam, we would go out on patrol all the time in places called the Iron Triangle, Trang Bang, the Hobo Woods, Black Virgin Mountain, and Tain Inn. We would go on Eagle flights. That's when they would pick us up and fly us out like 5 or 10 miles on helicopters. They'd drop us off in rice paddies and most of the time in safe places that we wasn't taking on fire. And we would work our way back to our base camp. And in September 68, I was in Tain Inn, and a kid, I hate to talk about this, but a kid was 10 years old, and he tripped a booby trap and blew off both his legs. And another soldier helped put tourniquets on it and saved his life, I guess. They flew him out in a helicopter. I never seen him again. But the debris from the explosion broke my leg really bad. The Army helicopter flew me back to Cu Chi. That was our big base camp there, about 50 miles northwest of Saigon, where they put a long leg cast on me. And the next thing I knew, I was flown to Cape Drake in Okinawa, Japan for 3 weeks and on to Alaska to Scott Air Force Base in Illinois on a C-141 Skylift. It was like a 747, I guess, today.
Beautiful airplane.
Yeah, and that's when I had my steak dinner. It was routine when you came back from Vietnam to have a steak dinner. The Army would send you to a hospital close to where you lived. In my case, it was Ireland Army Hospital in Fort Knox, Kentucky. And in November 68, I was assigned to the 5th Infantry Division in Colorado Springs for my last year of duty. So that's pretty well sums it up of my experience in Vietnam.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Jimmy, God bless you. Now, let me ask you something. The soldiers in combat who are wounded received traditionally, rightly so, a Purple Heart. Did you receive your Purple Heart for that wound?
I did not receive a Purple Heart. It never caught up with me. And to tell you the truth, Jim, Father Jim, I never pursued it. You know, because when I got hurt, I was gone. They took me to the hospital, put a long leg cast on me, and sent me home. And I just never received a Purple Heart, and I never did pursue it. And I hated I didn't get one, but
we have to fight for that for you. We're going to work on that. Trust me.
Your medical records and one witness testimony is sufficient.
We're going to get you that Purple Heart, Jimmy. You trust
you
me.
Know,
Father Jimmy Drucker is going to work on along with Dr. Savicki. And listen, you're a hero, sir. You're a hero on this radio show. Jim Dotson, Sergeant Jim Dotson, Vietnam veteran, and a wolfhound. And I'm an honorary wolfhound. Proudly, I wear and boast that title. I love you, Jimmy Dotson. Hang on now. Hang on.
Okay.
crowd of people. Just like a fool, I stopped and stared.
And that is our theme song for suicide prevention and saving the lives of our veterans. That's Billy Carlucci and the Essentials singing.
Doug,
maybe
if I may interrupt,
Billy
couldn't be with us this week. He's at a big concert with Patti LaTanzi and Dog, Giuseppe, and so he asked to share his apologies for not being with us. Billy, we love you. You're doing God's work in your own way with your music and with your love, and an Army veteran as well, like
he
us.
He is. He's brought many lives together with his music and his love of music. And as we love each other, especially our veterans, we know that one thing is certain, and that is the Lord is with us. And I'd like to share with Father Drucker one of my favorite Psalms, Psalms 28. And permit me to begin. To be thee, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit.
Hear the voice of my supplication. As I cried to thee for help, as I lift up my hands toward thy most holy sanctuary.
Take me not off with the wicked, with those who are workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while mischief is in their hearts.
Requite them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Requite them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward.
Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the works of his hands. He will break them down and then build them up no more.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplications.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exalts. And with my song, I give thanks to him.
The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed.
O save thy people and bless thy heritage. Be thou their shepherd and carry them forever. And that is a prayer for all our veterans and their families. Remember to call if you wish, 856-278-4042. Or text 988. Maybe someone will be there. It may be me. It may be someone who cares. We love you. God bless you.
This is John Quintrell, author of My 365 Days with the Wolfhounds. I would like to invite you to join Father Jim Drucker on Rock and Roll Reveille every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on Philadelphia's WWDBAM 860 on your dial.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refuses to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, see his hair. Young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed at night,
son who know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so blessed to have this radio program on every week, and I can't believe but the wonderful, phenomenal, what other adjective can I throw out? The great Art Follo from Chicago, not Detroit. Anyway, he's going to be coming in next week to tape this menagerie of fun and festivity and loving our veterans. So, Art, welcome again to Philadelphia Radio on WWDB Rock and Roll Reveille. Father Jimmy Drucker invites you to say hello to the world in Philadelphia, Art.
Yeah, well, why did you put me in Chicago? That's a crime-ridden city. I'm in the revitalized Detroit, Michigan.
See, I was wrong. I'm wrong again. Confession. Yeah, well, I have to go Chicago, to confession.
Chicago would make it a longer trip. And by the way, I want you to know that you're mispronouncing the name of your guest from West Virginia. It's not West Virginia. It's West by God, Virginia.
And you, that's exactly
you as a two-op priest, you should know that. You should realize.
Jimmy Johnson, you want to jump in on this thing here? Because he's correcting
he's
me, Jimmy.
He's telling the truth. Everybody knows
isn't God, isn't that Virginia. Right? It's West by God, is it not?
Yes, sir. Right? That's it.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I was right on that. And I'm looking to see where you are on the Google Maps here so I don't get lost coming to the station next week. It looks like there's a Longhorn Steakhouse right next door. So
absolutely.
I'll take my medium rare, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Now, listen, Art Follo, you have recorded some of the greatest rock and roll disc jockeys. I'm so honored for you to even think to record me. But Dan Ingram, am I correct? Bruce Morrow? Cousin Brucey?
This is a mercy case, Jim. It's to ensure I get into heaven. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Name some of the jocks that you've recorded.
Well, since you put me in Chicago, I've done John Landecker, Records Landecker, Larry Lujack, Dick Biondi, all the most famous ones. And yes, I'm the only one that ever videotaped Dan Ingram in New York. And I came to Philadelphia back in 93. Dan Ingram. I went to Philadelphia back in 93, and I did video of High Lit and Joe Niagara and Jerry Stevens playing a couple for you. And even Jerry Blavitt, the Geeter with the Heater. So and God bless them all. They're all gone now. And I'm so glad I got them all on video, and I'm very proud of that.
So listen,
now I'm going to add two.
Go ahead.
Now I'm going to add you, and that's going to complete the, what's the word I'm looking for?
The circle? I don't know, the circle?
Yeah, complete a circle of life, yeah.
So listen, when you're coming in from Chicago via Detroit.
No. I'll be coming across from the Jersey Shore, from Neptune, New Jersey. I'm going to come right across 195 and figure out how to get there.
We're going to have a ball. I can't wait, Art. You're a wonderful man.
Well,
I know. I want to thank Jim Davis for having introduced the two of us. I want to thank him very much.
Did.
Big Jim from CKLW, KHJ. Right. He worked. He did some voiceovers for Wibbies. He worked OR, LSFM. A great man and a good friend of my first program director was Bill Deesing, Bud Williams. And Jim always claims that Bud or Bill Deesing was his mentor. So anyway, Art, I look forward to seeing you next week. Safe journey, and your health may it stay well, and you're in our Catholic prayers here.
Please. And Jim and I are exactly 6 weeks apart in age. I'm looking forward to finally shaking your hand. I need a big hug, and I need prayers because they left a stent inside of me from an operation 3.5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just hoping I'm going to be okay. I hope I don't get an attack of pain when I'm in the studio with you.
I told you earlier by phone, you can use my guardian angel, Captain Marvel.
Okay,
just call
I'm going to take that. Hey, Kate, thank you so much for including me in the show. I'll listen right up until 5. Okay,
I love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Now, listen, I have with us in studio a young man that I met a couple of times at a Vinnie Martell. We're two groupies. I'm an 82-year-old rock and roll Catholic priest groupie, and David is he considers himself an apostle, and his name is Dave Sabaluski, and he has a special affair coming up soon. So I asked him to come in on the air. Get close to the mic, David. Say hello to Philadelphia and let them know your project, that Vinny's going to be there and I'm going to be there as well, and Janine, I hope, as well.
Hi, everyone. I'm representing Camp for Kids at Autism.
Your name?
My name's Dave Sabaluski. We have a program for autistic families and their children. And we're so excited to announce the Strawberry Mansion Health Festival sponsoring the Philly Food Truck Festival this year. This is a family-friendly event with food trucks, vendors, live music, which Vinnie Martell is going to be there and with his band.
Wonderful man, devout Christian.
Amazing. He's centered on our Lord, and he attributes his skills for the gift he's given him, and he uses them to honor the Lord. So he's going to be there with his band. His wife Peg Pearl may be performing with him, and the Suitcase Murphy Band may be coming too. Some of the guys said they may come. So the there's going to be resource tables, raffle table, carnival games, bouncy houses, face painting. 100% of the proceeds benefit the sending children with autism and their families to summer camp programs and events throughout the year.
Attend the program and enjoy it. The date again and the time. And
it's going to be August 17th, 2024, from 10 to 6 p.m.
Be there, or as Joey D says for me, or be square. Listen, I want to invite...
Oh, at the Dell.
I want to invite on the air right now, Bobby Seegers. He was on our show last week. Honorary Wolfhound, Attack Cobra, Attack Helicopter Pilot. Say hello to Philadelphia again, Bobby. And talk about music with Jimmy Dotson and I, Bobby.
Hey, Father Ducker, good to see you, hear your voice again. And Jim Dotson, good to hear your voice again, too. I enjoyed the reunion with you.
You too, Bob. I had about...
Yeah. Hey, I love the songs that you pick, especially the one going to San Francisco, because my last 3 days in country before I went to Vietnam, I spent them in San Francisco and have a lot of good times, a lot of good memories. But listen, the story you told about Southern Comfort, I got a similar one, but it's my father. He was stationed in the 50s off a small island in Japan, and all they had to drink there was Southern Comfort. Then for about the next, 55 years of his life, he never again ever touched Southern Comfort.
And this is a full bird colonel, right?
Yeah. Also, I share a similar story with you. I also was wounded in Vietnam, but it was nothing like yours. Mine was very, very minor, just in the finger. And but because of so many of our door gunners and crew chiefs were putting in for Purple Hearts, because in a Charlie model gunship, when you're going down and making a gun run, you got to keep your head inside the helicopter as a door gunner or a crew chief, because if you don't, when the rockets go off, on the back there's a metal cap that holds the everything in place, and they come out backwards. The rockets go forward, the caps go backwards. It hit them in the eye or hit them in the arm or something like that, and they were putting in for Purple Hearts when, in fact, they really weren't shot by the enemy, but their own stupidity is sticking their heads out. But I didn't put in for it because of the fact it was so minor, just in the finger, that I regret now not putting in for a Purple Heart. But listen, I hope that you can somehow, through your medical records, which should be plenty to determine that, yes, you were wounded in combat. So you need to go ahead and put in for that Purple Heart.
Now, Jimmy Dotson, hold on a second, and Bobby Seegers, we have on the air right now with me a gentleman whom I have not met yet, but I've heard much about him through Joe Griffey's on Wibbage in Southern Jersey, and Bobby Riley, who is the greatest advocate for veterans in the world. I love you, Bobby. He's going to try to put him on in a minute. But I'd like to, everybody standing at attention, please? I'd like to have a nice salute by your leave, sir. General Douglas Satterfield is on the radio in Philadelphia Live Radio. He's going to be on our show next week as a special guest when we are taping our show with cameras. General, sir, would you please say hello to our audience and a quick hi to Jim Dotson and Bobby Seegers, Attack Cobra helicopter pilot, sir.
Gentlemen, you are the number one in my book, because I can only say great things about you. And by the way, Father Drucker, it is good to meet you, even though it's on the phone. It is indeed more than an honor for me to be here. Actually, I'm a bit embarrassed here because these gentlemen have such exciting times. I was an engineer. You know what engineers do. They have a slide rule, and they try to figure things out.
So, well, sir, my life is sir, not to interrupt boring. The general, but, sir, I was an engineer when I was a jackhammer fella. So I know well what an engineer is, sir.
A little more exciting.
PSC.
Pick it in the wrong direction. But, hey, I do look forward to being on next week as well and talking a little bit about some of the songs that I had some growing up. Some were my dad's favorites that are still my favorites. I look forward to talking to you guys about it. And I love hearing about the Vietnam stories. The Wolfhounds, I know they are a part of the 27th. I had a great-great-grandfather who was part of the 28th Infantry Regiment in the Philippines back in that war long ago that was with the 27th at that time. So he was with the 28th. So a lot of history here, and it's great to pull a lot of that up. But by the way, I'm an 11 Bravo as well, originally, even though they kicked me in the butt and they said, hey, you know, you're a degreed engineer, so we want you to come over to the engineer corps, which I kind of like because it was a little bit easier and a little boring, wasn't quite as dangerous. But, hey, I'm here. I did start as an enlisted man, so I can at least claim that. I know your engineer, Matt, made it to E7, and you guys, all I can say is thanks. Job well done.
10, hup! Officer on board, 10, sir, we salute you by your leave, sir.
All right. Thank you much. Have a great day. I'll be listening in, and have a great day.
Love you, General. God bless you. And we'll have a great show next week that we're taping live with Art Folo. And we have a young man with us, first time on the radio. I'm going to make him real nervous. He is the grandson. He's going to say it. Go at it, Hunter. Go at it.
Sergeant Dotson, I'm Janine's grandson, Hunter. I'm 16 years old, probably not much younger than you when you went to war. I know
something
I can never imagine your fear and concern at that moment being in combat. Some think our country should begin a military draft again. What are your thoughts?
Hunter, that's a great question. When I grew up, when I got drafted, you had no choice. You went to the Army or you went to jail for being a draft dodger. So many kids was getting married, having babies, or going to college or Canada to avoid being drafted. They did not want to go in the service in fear of getting killed. Plus, they did not believe in the Vietnam War. Lots of protesting all through the United States at the time. Hunter, I can't answer that, right or wrong. Everyone had a different opinion. Personally, I would love to see the draft come back. It would teach a lot of men and women respect and how to become a real man.
Not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha la 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 la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you.
Jimmy Dodson, Martha and the Vandellas. Jimmy Mac, why is that song so special to you?
Oh, Father Jim, it was a song I listened to many, many times. First of all, it had my name in it, Jimmy, and yours. And then, plus, it was like my girlfriend asking me, when are you coming home, from when you're coming back? From, you know, from Vietnam or home or something. And it just, it was just a great song. It had a lot of meaning, you know, to listen to it.
Sing it, Doc. Every little star. She's singing the wrong lyrics.
Listening to the biggest single radio broadcast in history as ABC covers exclusively the live Band-Aid shows. Mark Shearer, we're about to get going in Philly. What's happening?
Jeff, Jack Nicholson just blew by here on his way to the stage, all dressed in black. He is going to make an announcement of some sort, which will officially get things underway here.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Say hello to the world. Thank you for that. It's a privilege on behalf of all of the artists who will perform for you today, and on behalf of the international family of artists whose spirit they represent, to welcome you to the Live Aid Concert for African Famine Relief. I'm proud to be a part of this event with you, this effort to help lift the misery of hunger from the innocent people of our world.
Yeah, our phone lines are open. Call 888-329-3306. And that was from the Life Aid concert that was in 1985.
Here in Philadelphia.
Here in Philadelphia and across the pond. Where, Father?
The Great Britain.
I love it. And who played there? I believe it was Queen and some other important bands.
Listen, one of the fellows here from Philadelphia, Dave Chackler, helped manage that group. He's now a movie producer. He does all the Chucky's movies, which I don't watch. But anyway, God bless you, David. Continue on, Doc.
No, so Sergeant Dotson, once again, welcome home. We love you. And tell me how much that song Jimmy meant to you. You spoke a little bit, but tell me more about that.
Well, like I say, it was a great song. It had my name in it. And the second part of it says, Jimmy Mack, when are you coming back? So that's self-explanatory. It tells you about your girlfriend back home or your wife calling you or sending you a letter say, Jimmy, when are you coming back home? I miss you. I love you. I want you to come home.
What music did that?
What great singers you guys had to listen to? Herman's Hermits, The Ronettes, Linda Scott, Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars. The groups and singers you were blessed to see and to hear live in person before you left for Vietnam, and music in war and combat that took you home to San Francisco. How did this help you survive combat?
Well, letters from home and rock and roll music kept me alive and gave me hope and sometimes something to live for. Keep playing all those great songs. They'll never get old.
No, they don't.
I felt I truly loved. She was everything I'd ever been dreaming of. But she was bad, I didn't know it. Her pretty smile never did show it. All I knew is what I could see, and I knew I wanted her for. I took her home to Mama. Mama wanted to see my future bride. Oh, she looked at us both. And then she called me to her side. She said, son, take time to know her. It's not an overnight plan.
Okay, we have Vinny, who is having problems with his cell phone, so he's on another phone. So, Vinny, say hello to our Philadelphia audience. Tell them where you're going to be and talk about music and about Vietnam and you being a Navy veteran.
Well, it was my pleasure serving the country, I'll say that. It's a pleasure, certainly, serving the U.S. of A. I want to thank all the Wolfhounds for everything that they've done, keeping us strong and free in Vietnam. And they gave the ultimate sacrifice of themselves for being there for our freedom. But we really appreciate it. Every American should hold them up as the true heroes of today. I served in the Cuban crisis in the Navy down in I was in Little Creek Amphibious Base, and then we went down there to Cuba for that. And I guess I'm glad to say it didn't develop into a big blown-out escapade. But right now, I'm doing, I'm the guitarist at a Vanilla Fudge, and I got a couple of nice gigs coming up. One of them is going to be in Boca Raton, Florida, a place called the Black Box. That's going to be Friday, October 4th. 2 days later, Sunday, October 6th, I'm at the Iridium in New York City with my Jimi Hendrix tribute band, because we toured with Jimi Hendrix quite a bit in the old days, and I became friends with him. And so that's it. You know, I'm just proud to be an American and to be, standing for freedom all the way down the line.
Vinny, we love you. You're a wonderful man. You love Christ Jesus, our Lord. And what a great show. And it's great having you on. I love the Peg, please.
And thank you. And hi to Janine and to Hunter and to all the veterans. God bless you guys. Thanks for showing up at the gig, the Suitcase Murphy gig we did last night. And God bless everybody out there. Keep rocking and stay with Jesus. He's the answer.
Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come out. If you're going,
Jimmy Dotson, it's been a blessing for me to have you on my show, Rock and Roll Reveille. Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's Duo Priest. I want to ask God's blessings on you, on General Satterfield, Bobby Riley, who couldn't get on today, Art, on our Cobra pilot, Bobby Seegers, and everyone here, Doc, Hunter, Janine, and David, Pastor David. Everyone, tell Philadelphia we love you. We love you, Philadelphia.
We love you, Philadelphia.
And Jimmy Dotson, jump in here. We're going to end with you and this song from San Francisco of so many groups you saw at the Fillmore, a Scott McKenzie. Jimmy?
Okay. When I went to the Fillmore in the summer of 1967, I was blessed to see the Animals. Like to say, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Quicksilver, Country Joe and the Fish. And the list goes on and on, Jim. But that one song you sang about, you played about, let's see.
Oh, yeah, the Dear John letter. We were talking about off air, yes. Mention that, please. Take Time to Know Her by Percy Sledge.
Okay, let me touch on that.
We don't have much time, though, Bob, Jimmy. You have to jump in quick.
Okay, I had one of my best friends get a Dear John letter. It broke his heart, and it took him a long time to get the song Take Time to Know Her. It was like a mother telling him, take time to know her. In other words, don't rush the relationship and find out she was not.
I love you, Jimmy Dotson. This is Philadelphia Radio, WWDB AM 860, every Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m., and it's called, Doc,
Rock and Roll Reveille.
Janine?
Be there.
Rock and Roll Reveille.
Hunter?
Rock and Roll Reveille.
And?
Thanks for
Rock and Roll
Reveille. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I said, love you, Father Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
God bless the Wolfhounds. I love you. God bless you. Tune in next week. Bring that music up, Matthew.